miner or trapper or something. Anyways, he lived alone up in the hills, and he got his finger chopped off. I guess he's a trapper and got it caught. That happens now and then. So he just picked up his finger and stuck it in his pocket. Went on home. When he got there, he took out his needle and thread, and he sewed that finger back on. Didn't work. Two or three weeks later, it all swole up green, and the finger fell off. So he built a fire in the stove, and then he held the stump against it till he burned all that green poison out. I think a feller would have to be pretty much of a man to do that. I knew this other guy who was loading up the sow hog, and she wouldn't go, so he's trying to waller her into the truck, and he grabs her by the tail with one hand and the ear with the other. She's screaming like hell the whole time, and him getting pretty pissed off, so he does this a time or two, and then he grabs her again, but gets the one hand in her mouth, so he feels something pinch. He pulls back his hand. His finger's gone. That damn sow's bit him off. He looked all round. He didn't find that finger nowhere. He figured that sow swallowed it. I don't like to talk about how I lost mine. It still bothers me some. Maybe I'm just too drunk. I started thinking about it. Well, this all happened before I went to work for the electric company. I was younger, hired on for the oil. Oh, I made good money, and it wasn't bad work. I don't think I'd do it again. Anyways, was in Texas, up on that panhandle. Had a rig drilling about 8 mile out of town. Would work 36 on and 12 off, at least I would, because I could make so much that way. I'd run chain a while and then run crow nest. Never made no difference. I was just after the paycheck on Fridays. I'd do about anything they wanted as long as the money kept coming in. They seemed to like that. So anyways, we was down over a mile, down near 7,000 foot. And we knew that oil was right there. We had to be coming through anytime. You just get the feeling it's going to blow. So here comes the foreman, because we had to send for him, because he has to assess when we can cap off to get ready for that last push through, so we don't all blow to hell and maybe catch fire. That foreman, he is so goddamn drunk he can't tell shit from dog puke. He starts to raising all kind of hell, saying, "We brought that motherfucking oil for 2 weeks. Nobody paid you to think. That's what I'm, by God, paid for. You just drill till I say stop. Then you just ask how long, and that's all. So you just get back to goddamn work. Stop trying to sit around fucking off." He left. We're so mad we couldn't see straight. For a man to talk to us that way, whether he's drunk or not, didn't matter. So we set the bit back down in the night and let her go. What the hell? About midnight, crew boss, he says to me, "John, you go up to the crow nest. We lifting that pipe out. I ain't getting blowed up for nobody." And that was fine by me. We was all getting scared to where we was just working, not saying nothing, just thinking about how long for morning or till we got off. It's funny how you think the day will take the being scared away. It never really does. Anyways, I climbed up derrick to the top and was getting ready to pull that pipe out when all of a sudden the whole thing starts to shake where I'm about to get slung off, and I can hear crew boss yelling, "God damn! down! Get it down! This fucker's gonna blow! By God, I burnt the palms off my hands coming down. I slid the wire guy rope to the platform and then jumped off on the ground. The rest of the crew's already running ahead. So as I try to catch up and I can hear that big son of a bitch touch off, go boom, right behind me and caught on fire. It blew me down on the ground and started me burning. By God, I was scared. I jumped up and started running, and I would have burned to death if this man hadn't grabbed me and thrown me down in the ditch and put out the fire in my clothes. So as we look, and that whole rig's burning, and we can see two guys from the crews laying between us and the rig, burning up, and we know they're dead, and the rest of us is burnt bad where we might die. Crew boss, he takes off running into the fire. We can see he's going to try to bring the pickup out. He goes to it and he grabs the door handle, and it's so hot, part of his hand sticks to the door and it just comes off. But he gets in, and somehow he gets that damn truck started and drives out of that fire. I won't never know how. All the wires was burnt up. It was so hot that truck's paint was all scorched off the wheel. You couldn't even tell what kind of a truck it was. And he brings it to us, and we get in. I'm burnt so bad, they had to put me in the back, and I'm laying in this feller's lap who put out the fire in my clothes. And we pull out of there, driving like hell to get to town. And by then, the fire was so hot, it burnt up the whole goddamn rig. There wasn't nothing left, and I seen it bend over just like it was plastic. I wanted to pass out so bad I couldn't stand it, but I didn't. I just laid there and felt it all and saw it all. So we're going to town as fast as we can go, and we pass this law. And he turns on his red light and chases us till he gets close to sea, and then he pulls ahead and leads us through town about 90 mile an hour to the hospital, where he jumps out and runs over and opens the door, and he just puked like hell. Three up front was already dead, two of them stuck together, this burnt so bad, and the crew boss, his hand was off and he didn't have no face left. How he drove, God knows, I don't. And there was only one other still alive, and he died that night. So then they come to get us out of the back, and they started to lift me out, and I said, get him first. He saved my life. And the man said, it's too late. He's done dead. And I was laying in his lap. The only two that made it was me and the crew boss. He was in the hospital for 96 days. I was in for 104. A week and a day more. I remember, because he come to see me when they let him out. He was burnt so bad, I couldn't tell who he was till he said something. He asked if I was okay. I said yes. We just looked at each other for a minute. Then he walked off. I said, be seeing you. He just waved. 3 days later, he drove his car into a bridge and killed himself. They buried him exactly 1 week after they let him out. And then they let me out the next day after his funeral was over. I have no bad scars left to show. My legs is burnt good. I still feel it. I get cold. I have to wear them long underwears all year long on my legs. And my hands, so thin they bleed easy. My skin's about as thick as a cigarette paper. I don't have no feelings in my face, but I'm lucky, I guess. All the rest is dead, except me. I went back to work for the oil the next day because I didn't have nothing else to do. They put me on chain, wrapping the pipes. That's when I done it. I hadn't been working an hour when this fellow on the other side threw his chain, and I felt it hurt, so I finished and I took off my glove and finger stayed in. I says, "Well, you son of a bitch, you done cut my finger off." I don't think he heard. He didn't say nothing. Well, I'd had it. I went to the man and said, "That's it. Pay me off." Oh, he tried to get me to stay on, but I'd lost the taste. Didn't care no more. After that, I went down south and got my stomach cut out. Then I come here to die. This is a pretty place. I didn't have nothing better. Every day, Laverne packed me a lunch. I'd draw her a map of where I'd be if I didn't make it home. I was weak. I couldn't hardly stand. I'd drive up in the hills where I'd take my clothes off and let the sun shine only where the muscles wouldn't heal up. On my stomach where I'd been burned, there was just ugly skin there you could see through. I only weighed 96 pounds. And I'd lay on a quilt and look back to the valley and just wait to be dead and have it done. You know, by God, I guess I'd still be laying up there waiting. Except after a while, Laverne, she went and bought these two hogs for me. She knew it like that. I got to coming down early to feed them. And when I was up there, I'd get to thinking about the market and making money. I got so excited, I come down one day early and went to looking for a boar to go get a herd started. And the next day, I forgot to go up and die. And pretty soon, I about quit thinking about it altogether. It just don't take much to keep some people going. And that gets us about to here, which is nearly home. Time for one last beer. They say God takes special care of children and idiots. I guess he's always been looking out for me. By God, I'll always remember them times. They was good times for the most part, but I do hope to Christ they don't never, ever come back.
Turn by and kind of wander in that direction.